Today, the title of my message is Creating a Harvest. Now that we got rid of all of our envy, strife, and divisions last week, amen? Maybe three amens. We got rid of all our envy, strife, and divisions last week, amen? A little better. Come on, man, you can shout in this house today, huh? And it echoes. I'll try not to shout too much because I can get a little loud. I walked in here the other day and I'm like, woo! And I'm that loud without a microphone. Today we're going to go into 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 5 through 17, entitled Creating a Harvest. How many of you want a harvest? How many of you know that we've been given the ability to create? You've been given the ability to create. Do you know how you create? By what you say. The very words that come out of your mouth, they can be creative or destructive in your life. You have an ability to create by the words that are coming out of your mouth. So we just got to learn to speak right. Amen. And I want you, you got to get it in your heart. I have the ability to create. Everybody say, I have the ability to create. Let's stand and let's read this word this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 5 through 17, watering, working, warning. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Give me Jesus. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another built on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Oh, give me Jesus. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, we each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work, of which sort it is. If anyone's work, which he has built on it, endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with thanksgiving. You have declared us to be the very temple of God. You've declared us to be the very Ark of the covenant of God, that you, your presence is inside of us. That, Lord, that we don't have to go looking. You have come to us. Lord, you are here today to fill us. You are here today to strengthen and encourage each one of us. Lord, that we could celebrate the kingdom of God in our lives. And Lord, that we could walk it out as we leave this place today. That, Lord, your kingdom has come and your will is to be done in our lives, just as you've designed it in heaven. So, Father, I pray that your daily bread, which we're receiving right now, would grow inside of each one of us, and the seed that is inside of us would be watered by the word of the Lord today, Father, that we would be expanded, and Lord, that seed would grow into a mighty tree, Father, that you would be glorified in us. And Lord, that as we come to the time of your coming, Lord, and we stand before you to be judged, that, Lord, that our works would be clean, they'd be pure, they'd be holy, they'd not be burned up in the fire. And Lord, and we receive the reward that you have for us. Just give us Jesus today. Give us Jesus. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Give me Jesus. You know, I've really been interested in gardening lately. I planted some tomato plants in the last month, and I already have tomatoes coming in. And I won't tell you the name of my plants. Delana doesn't want me to say the name of my plants. She thinks I like my plants more than her. I'm just teasing. But, you know, what I do, what I have at home, is I have a bucket. And the bucket comes off. And you put water in the base, okay, and it just snaps back in. And then you put the dirt in here, and then you put the plant in here, and the water is in the bottom. Now, I have a bigger one at home, and it has a little slot right here where you pour the water in. And you pour the water in the bottom, you don't pour in the top. So the roots draw the water up. They call it a wicking process. It's a wick, and it draws the water up. So the water comes up out of the base to water the plant. And that's this process of growing, and that's what I'm doing up at home. Another thing is if you have seeds, you go to the store, you buy a bag of seeds. Now, you got to get the seed to what they call germinate. And what germination is that seed begins to grow. It begins to sprout out. So I have this little thing right here. It's something to plant seeds in. But it's dry, and it's of no use the way it is. So what I did was I took one of these, and I stuck it in here, and I stuck it in water. And look at what it did. It got all puffed up in the water. And so what I did is I put a seed right in the middle of that. And then what I did, I got me at the dollar store this little tub. And I cut a groove here, and I cut a groove here. And I put a little water in the bottom, and I put a paper towel all the way around so that each end of the paper towel is in the water. And then I just dumped seeds. Oh, one's trying to get away from me. I dumped seeds on top. And now what happens is the paper towel is the wick, and the water comes up on the paper towel to water the seed. And I put this under my desk in the dark. I put this in the windowsill to get light. But one thing that is constant, I use the same seed and I use the same water. Nothing changes there. Now, the way that I'm trying to grow seeds is different, but I don't change the seed and I'm not changing the water. I'm using the same thing. These are spinach seeds, so hopefully when they sprout, I'll be able to put some dirt in here, and I'll grow a spinach plant in here, and I'll be able to have some spinach. Same water, same seed. It's the same thing in the kingdom of God. We have the same seed. And the seed, number one today, is the Word of God. The seed that we have is the Word of God. That is the seed that God has given us. Can I hear an amen? Amen. The seed is the Word. And a sower sows the what? The seed. The sower sows the seed, which is the Word of God. So in Mark, when it's talking about the sower and the seed, it means that we are the sower. Look at your neighbor and say, you're the sower. You're to sow seed. And if the seed is the Word of God, then we need to sow the Word of God. Now, something we've been doing on Friday nights in our prayer meeting is we're praying the Word of God. Everybody comes. I tell them, you come, you bring scripture. You bring a word that we can pray because of Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. Look at that with me. It says, the rain and the snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It's the same with my word. I send it out, and it always, everybody say always, produces fruit. It will accomplish all, everybody say all, I want it to. And it will prosper everywhere I send it. Hallelujah. That is a promise. You sow the seed and the seed will do the work. Amen. It will prosper where you plant it. You may plant seed into somebody. You may go to somebody and you may tell them what Jesus is doing in your life. And you sow that seed right into them. And they may not even respond to you. But then, you know, I plant a seed. Pastor Jesse comes behind me and he waters that seed. Amen? That's the idea. But we have to get into the habit of sowing seeds. I would love, and I think I will, next week I'm going to give you all seeds. I'm going to figure out how to get you all a seed so that you can plant a seed. I'll get you a growth bed thing here and you plant a seed and you grow it. And you know what? I did this in my discipleship class in college. Everybody got one of these. Everybody got some seed. Everybody got a little pot. I'm not going to give you a pot. You buy your own pot. They're only a buck at the dollar store. And what it represented was our life. Or the life of the person we were discipling. So I had a guy that I was discipling. I put this in my window and it puffed up like that. I put the seed in it and that sprang forth. And you see, you plant this in the dirt when the root comes out the bottom. So when the root came out the bottom, I planted it in a pot with some nice potting soil. And it started growing and I'm discipling this guy. And I took it to him. I said, I've sowed seed and I've watered it. And this plant represents your growth. And I'm going to give it to you today so that you know that you have to nurture your own soul. You have to water. Man, it's taken me into point two. I don't want to go to point two yet. Wow, my screen went blank. There we go. Come back. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. So you water that. I mean, you plant that seed, amen? And along the way, let's see. Back up here. One of the things about Jesus is he was a great seed planter. That young man came to him and said, hey, what must I do to be saved? Jesus says, well, do the commandments. Oh, I do all them. But Jesus saw into the spirit for that young man. And Jesus knew by the Holy Spirit that that young man's God was money because he was very wealthy. And he said, okay, there's just one more thing. See, the thing about Jesus is he doesn't condemn people. You know, we're like, ooh, you're going to hell. You know, we look at them. And we look at lifestyles and we think, ooh, you're going to burn. My God, you keep living like that. But Jesus always tried to show people a more excellent way. He didn't try to condemn them. He just said, let me show you another way. So he showed that young man, this is how you do it. The guy's like, oh, I do all that. See, the guy was filled with pride because the reason why Jesus came, because nobody does all that. Nobody could keep the law. Nope, that's why Jesus had to come, because we couldn't be saved by the law. So he said, you know, okay, that's good. And he didn't look at the guy and go, you don't keep the law. Are you kidding me? That's why I'm here. He didn't do that. He just said, okay, sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. And that guy went away sad because he couldn't do it. But Jesus, when he sowed seed, it wasn't in a condemning way. It was in a more of a, let me show you a more excellent way. Let me show you a better way that it could happen in your life. Instead of, you know, I mean, how many of your parents in here? You got kids. You know, and sometimes you just want to say, you little devil, you know. And you tell them, oh, if you don't change your ways, you're going to go. But you know what? I believe what God would have us to do is to show them a more excellent way, the way Jesus did. Amen. That we're not condemning them to a lifestyle. We're not condemning them to hell. But that we show them a more excellent way to walk in the kingdom of God. That when we sow seeds, we're sowing seed. I'm sowing seed to life. Bear and I were looking at my seeds today, and I just planted them on Friday on this paper towel, and there's already little, I mean, you got almost magnifying glass look, but you can see little sprouts starting to break through the seed. See, but if I just left the seeds in that bag that they came in, they never grow. Because the seeds need more than that. Man, I keep messing up today on this thing. The seeds need more than that to grow. But the one thing about Jesus and sowing seed, if we stand on Isaiah 55, number 2, it will always produce fruit. Everybody say always. It will always produce fruit. You may not get them converted at that moment, but hopefully the love of God in you will touch their heart and draw them to Jesus. Amen. That's what, you know, people say, you know, why would we want to join the church? The church isn't very loving. The church isn't very kind. We need to be loving. We need to be kind. We need to draw people to Jesus. Amen. We need to sow seeds that shares the love of God with people and that they find out what God has to say to them. And it will have an effect when we show them the love of God. And when we're sharing and doing the word of God in our own lives, it will produce fruit. Amen? When you're growing fruit in your own life, when you're sowing into your life, seeds in your life, you're receiving seed, you're watering the seed in your life, it's going to produce fruit in your life. And pretty soon, you're not going to be so angry. You're going to be more joyful. Amen? You're not going to be so confused, but you're going to be at peace. Amen? Because as you sow seed and you water it and you grow, it's going to produce fruit. Galatians 6:7 says, don't be deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever a man sows, everybody say sows, he will reap. So whatever you're sowing into is what you're going to reap. If you're sowing into the world, you're going to reap the whirlwind. If you're sowing into the kingdom of God, you're going to reap the kingdom of God. Amen? And so with your words, with your lifestyle, the way you live your life is going to determine what you reap. God's not up there going, oh, let me bless Pastor Jesse and not Bear. God's up there going, hey, they're both sowers into the kingdom of God. I've got to bless them. That's the way God's working. God's not up there trying to put one above the other. God's going, okay, who's sowing? What are they sowing? Whatever they're sowing, that's what they're going to reap. Delonda, when she stands before God, she's going to be just covered in this wonderful amount of mercy and love. It's just going to, he's going to be, oh, wow. I just imagine Jesus just hugging you, honey, you know, because of your love that abounds, you know, and that mercifulness that you have and the grace that you even give me. I just see Jesus just hugging you because of the love of God that's in you. And it's just going to be, wow, when you get there, it's going to be a great day for you. Ha, not yet, though. Wow, that just kind of chokes me up, man. I feel that so strong. Oh, God is going to bless you. You're going to reap what you've been sowing. You're going to reap it now and not just when you get there. There's about to come an outpouring into your life like never before because God says, you have sown holy unto me and you've been so obedient to me that I'm about to do stuff in you that you've just been dreaming and imagining and it's about to rain down on you. So get ready, sister, because it's coming and it's about to be executed in your life because you don't have to wait till you get there because Jesus is here to give it to you now. Amen. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Woo. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Give me Jesus. It always produces fruit. Luke chapter 6, 37 and 38, it says, judge not. Everybody say, judge not. You shall not be judged. Now listen, here's the thing. If somebody gives you a warning about what you're doing, it doesn't mean they're judging you. They're just telling you, you know, if you continue this way, it's not going to be good for you. So I would, you know, Ezekiel 33, it says, you know, that there needs to be watchmen. There needs to be people that are watching, and they have to be able to have a voice to share. Now, I've had to share some things with people before, even my own family, who it seemed like hated me because I did, because I shared with them the truth. And I did it in love, and I did it with compassion, but not everybody wants to hear the what? The truth. But you can't say that, oh, you're judging me. No, the Word of God judges you. The Word of God says it's sin. It's what? Nobody in here is more special than the other that we get to get away with it. So if somebody comes to you and says, I see what's going on in your life, and I just want to let you know, Jesus has something better for you. Well, don't judge me. It's not judgment. It's encouragement. And he says, condemn not. You should not be condemned. Forgive and you'll be forgiven. Give and it'll be given. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. With the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So with the same measure that you judge, you'll be judged. With the same measure that you condemn, you'll be condemned. With the same measure that you forgive, you will be forgiven. Amen? So when you look at this passage right here, you know, you've got to know that the seeds that you're sowing, amen, is what you're going to reap. It's what you're going to reap. If you're sowing anger and you're sowing craziness, that's what you're going to reap. If you're sowing chaos, you're going to reap chaos. You know, if you're sowing the kingdom of God, that's what you're going to reap. Hosea chapter 10, it says, in verse 12, it says, sow for yourselves righteousness and reap the fruit of loving devotion. Wow. Break up your unplowed ground. Break up the things in your life that you know are dry. Break them up. Don't settle for where you are, but break up that ground. Have the Spirit of God till your heart, so that it's broken up, so that you can say, wow. Because it's time to seek the Lord until he comes and sends righteousness upon you like rain. You've plowed wickedness and reaped injustice. You've eaten the fruit of lies because you've trusted in your own way and the multitude of your mighty men. We'll just skip the rest of that, Ed. But it's saying you've done it the world's way. You've sown the junk into your life, and you've reaped accordingly. It goes on to say, because you've trusted in your own way and the multitude of your mighty men. You know, we can't do that. We can't sow our own way. We can't trust it in the multitude of mighty men. We've got to give me Jesus. We've got to trust in Jesus. Amen. Jesus, he's got to be the way, the truth, and the life. Because when we move off of that, then everything that we sow becomes questionable. So the seed that you're planting is the harvest you'll get. So if you sow righteousness, you're going to reap. If you sow peace, you're going to reap. If you're sowing the gospel, you're going to reap. If you're sowing joy, you're going to reap. If you're sowing judgment, you're going to reap. If you're sowing unforgiveness, you're going to reap. If you're sowing condemnation, you're going to reap. If you're sowing love, you're going to reap. If you're sowing lies, you're going to reap. If you've been asking yourself, why does this always happen to me? Why do I always seem to go through this? Don't look at the devil. Look at what you're doing. How are you living your life? Because what you sow is the harvest coming back to you. Because whatever man sows, he's going to reap. So, what kind of harvest do you want to receive? What do you want to receive? You determine it. It's up to you. It's up to you. Amen? It's up to you. God has laid out his promises to you. He has a plan for you, and if you stick with his plan, your harvest will be incredible. But you got to stick to whose plan? I mean, his plan. Because we read right here, because you trusted in your own way. Don't trust in your own way. Don't trust in your own thinking. What does the Word of God say? And start lining up with the Word of God. And it's never too late. You can change today. Amen. You can say, well, you know, because here's what we do. And I know because I've done it. I come, I hear, I learn, and I say, well, I'm going to commit to doing things. I'm going to do this in my life God's way. And we think, well, because I'm doing this God's way, that this other thing over here that is my way, I'm okay doing it my way, but just a little bit, Pastor Jesse, because I'm doing that over there God's way. But a little bit of me is okay, huh? God doesn't want me to be different, does he? This is how he created me, right? Oh my God, Jesse's going, shut up. Because, you know, when you say, give me Jesus, when I say, give me Jesus, I'm saying, Lord, give me your way, not my way. Give me your will, not my will. Give me your life, not my life. Give me Jesus all the time. So that when I'm living, whether I'm over here or I'm over there, it's Jesus. That my way gets out of the way. Because we're okay. Society as a whole is okay if Jesus is not in every area of our life. We're okay with that. But I wonder how Jesus thinks. We're okay if we just got a little bit of me and a little bit of the world. We're okay with that. You know what? We justify it. We say, nobody's perfect. Jesus is. And that's who we want to emulate. Are you saying, am I saying that you have to be perfect? No, I'm saying you need to strive for it, though. You need to go after it. You need to go after Jesus, amen? And stick to his plan. If you stick to your own way, doing things your own way, you're going to reap accordingly. You sow the seed by speaking and doing. You share the word with people around you, and you sow by doing the word in your own life. So it's twofold. You sow by giving out, and you sow by how you live your own life. Because if you're giving out seed to people, but you're not doing the seed, what does that make us? Hypocrites. How many of you want to be a hypocrite? So, we've got to take away the fear, and we've got to do the word. Do the word. Everybody say, do the word. Then, you water the seed. Watering is done by building upon the seed that has been sown. The water is still the word of God. It's still the word of God. Again, it's applied two ways. Applied by sharing it and doing it. That's how the word of God comes out. We share it, we do it, amen? That it's very important that we continue to water the seed in our lives. You know, if I came in this morning, I had this in my windowsill, and I had the window open, and I had it there for the sunlight, but because I had the window open right there, it was dry. There was no water in it. It was dried up, and it's like, oh, man, I'm not going to put it by the open window because it's dry. Now, I filled it yesterday with water, and just one night, it got dry. And I wonder how dry that we get when we don't water our own lives. When we're not in the Word, because we dry up, amen? We just living on yesterday's water. We can't live on yesterday's water. We need fresh water every day, amen? I'm not drinking water that has you know, been sitting out in the sun for a week. I'm drinking water that I got out of my house this morning, and I'm drinking it. I want fresh water, amen? How many of you want fresh water? Or you want me to give you, I can give you that water in that bucket over there that got sucked out of that humidifier that's, you know, sucked all the water out of the air. How would you like to drink that water? You don't want to drink that water? Then why would you live on water from yesterday? You got to live on fresh water, amen? You've got to water yourself. It's important that we continue to water the seed in our life so that it grows from a mustard seed into this powerful tree, amen, that we're able to do what God created us to do. With the seeds I'm germinating, I put the water in the tub. These seeds have access to water all the time. You have access to water all the time. You have access to the Word of God all the time. Amen? You have the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ in you, and you can water that seed with the Word of God all the time, every day. It's just up to you. Water that seed. You also water people where seeds have been sown with the Word of God. I have this friend, Andy Carson. I love Andy. He's so bold and courageous. And I've told you about Andy before. Andy loves discipleship. And so Andy carries around a briefcase with him everywhere he goes. And he has lesson one of the discipleship program in his briefcase. And everywhere he goes, he meets people, and he gives away lesson one. He gives them to people he meets, and lesson one is based off of John 3:16, so that people, they could read lesson one and get born again. Amen? And so he shares that with people. And as he's doing that, He as he's talking to them, he gets their address. I mean, he gets them to give him his address or their email address or their phone number. And so what he does is he says, hey, you take this one and read it, and I'll send you lesson two this week. And that guy sends out lessons to over 100 people a week. He's watering the seed he's sown. Not very difficult. He just found a way. I'm finding a way to water my seeds. You need to find a way to water the seeds in the community to sow. You don't need another church program to water seeds. You just have to have Jesus. And you have to be filled with water. The water, this is wet. I didn't wet this paper towel. I just left it there in the water, and the water keeps coming up. The water keeps coming up. Keeps watering it. You need to water, amen? You need to go back to people that you've presented the gospel, and you need to share with them what Jesus is doing in your life. You need to take the word, which is the water, and pour it into them, amen? And pour it into them and love on them. But you also need to take time to water your soul. If you're not watering your soul, you're dry. Now, if I pull one half of this thing out, it's going to be really hard for the seeds on this side, because there's, you can't see it, but there's like a line right down the middle where it meets in the middle, the water coming from both sides. Meets in the middle. And if I take one side out, it's going to be harder and harder to get water to this side. We need to water our lives. You need the Word of God. That's what waters you. And if you're not putting the water in, what are you putting in? If it's God who brings the increase, amen. I can't make the seed sprout. I prepare it, I water it, but it's God who brings the increase. Now, you may want increase in your life. Pastor Jesse asked us the question today. How many of you want more of Jesus? I looked around. I'm like, all these hands go up. We want more. Ooh, hear that echo. We want more. But you need to water it. If this tub dries up, the seeds are going to stop. This bowl runs out of water, I might as well just throw it away. We need to water the Word of God, the Word in us. Amen? John chapter 6, verse 44, it says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on that last day." God brings the increase. Amen? God is the one that brings the increase. But our job is to plant and to water. Amen? If they don't come to Jesus out there, don't let it be because of us. They're not rejecting you, they're rejecting Jesus, amen? You tell people about Jesus and they don't like your story, oh well, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting Jesus. Get used to it, because they rejected Jesus to his face. And the reason why we plant seeds, and the reason why we water them, is because, number four, we are the temple of God. In the Old Testament, the presence of God was the Ark of the Covenant. You know, today, we don't have that ark, but we are the ark today. We house the presence of God. We are the Ark of the Covenant today. We house the presence of the Lord God Almighty. He is in us. His Holy Spirit is with us. Amen. And when David wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem, you know, they put it on a cart. And as they're driving that cart, Uzzah reached up and steadied the ark, and no one was supposed to touch the ark. And he touched it and he died. And David left the ark at the house of Obed-Edom. And he left it there, and for 3 months, Pastor Jesse, he left the ark at Obed-Edom's home. And such blessing came to Obed-Edom. Oh my gosh, he was so blessed. And I've been reading in Chronicles about Obed, you know, about the Chronicles, the heritage that the Lord gave stuff to. Obed-Edom's right in there. His name's in there because he was blessed. He was blessed of the Lord. He had that Ark of the Covenant. He was blessed. But today you have the Ark of the Covenant in you. You are blessed of the Lord. Amen. You are blessed. You house the presence of the living God inside of you. So that brings a blessing to you. Amen. So that you can thrive in the kingdom of God. You don't have to fight these battles you've been battling in. Give it to Jesus. Amen. And as you give it to Jesus, it's amazing what will happen in your life. You are that ark today. And I believe that God wants to bless you, overflowing it abundantly. We're blessed with the presence of God in us to plant seeds and to water them. We're blessed with that. We are empowered by God's presence to do this. He wants to take away the envy, the strife, and the divisions. So that we're filled with His Spirit to complete the work that Jesus started. And listen, when I was in Bible school, Pastor Halverson gave us these, enlightened us about the order of things in our life. And number one, we should have God first. Put God first in your life. Number two, put yourself second. You say, why self second? Because listen, the Word of God says, love others as you love who? So if you're not happy with you, you're not going to be effective at loving others. So you got to put yourself at the top of that priority list. You got to put yourself in that position that you're getting watered every day so that when you go out to water a seed, you can water effectively. Amen? You've got to do that. You've got to take care of yourself. And he wants to take away all that other junk. The thing that we need to make sure of, that as we're going out, we do it right. When we're watering a seed planted, make sure you're using the right water. This is the right water. You don't use the Quran. You don't use the Book of Mormon. You don't even use the way your own thinking. You get out of the way and you water with the Word of God. Because remember what it says in there. If you water incorrectly and you destroy somebody, it's coming back to you. You say, well, it's better to keep my mouth shut. No, it's not better to keep your mouth shut. It's better to learn the Word of the Lord to be able to share it, amen? It's better to water your own spirit, your own soul, so that when you go out, you're pouring out in a God-like manner. You know, this is what the Bible says. And you start sharing it, that you got your Bible or your phone, I don't care, however you do it, but you got it, you know it, you learn it, you read it, and you give it out. Because if you're not giving it out, you're going to become a swamp. And a swamp does what? It stinks. How many of you want to stink? You got to pour out. You got to water some seeds. Amen? Give me Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. You know, I put in here, you know, I said no Book of Mormon, no Quran. And then I put this in there. No traditions of men. Don't put traditions on people. Give them Jesus. Show them a more excellent way. Don't put condemnation on them. Don't put judgment on them. Show them a more excellent way. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We use the pure water of the gospel of Jesus. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's a world out there that is not resting. They're in turmoil. Come to Jesus. Drink from his well of living water, and you'll find rest. And ask yourself this. Will the work you're building on stand? You have to be in the truth. You have to speak the truth. You've got to do the truth. Amen? Because if we're not walking in the truth, we're not doing it, we're going to have a hard time giving the truth out. Let's pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. Lord, and I pray that for each one of us right here, right now, that Holy Spirit, you'd speak to us. That you would show us, each one of us, a more excellent way today. And Lord, if there's something that we know goes against your word, God, we know that we're not doing it, we're doing it our way, not your way. I pray that you bring revelation right now to every person in this place. That you just give us Jesus. Give us Jesus. Just sing it right now, Lydia, please. Give us Jesus. Say, Pastor Ron, the Holy Spirit just revealed something to me, and I need to give this thing to the Lord today. I need to take off that thing off my life. If that's you, just raise your hand and wave at me right now. I'm going to pray for you. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, hallelujah, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Father, you see all these hands. We just ask for Jesus. Jesus, that you'd show us a more excellent way. That, Lord, that all confusion get off today in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that your way of doing things and your way of being right would come into our spirit right now. And, Lord, when we have to make tough decisions, Father God, give us strength and wisdom, Father, that we do what is good and what is right according to your eyes and not our own. Give us Jesus into every area of our life. Lord, that we would be victorious in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you're here today and you say, I just need Jesus. You've either been away from him or you've not made a commitment to him yet. Well, you say, I need to make a commitment to Jesus today. If that's you, just raise your hand and wave at me right now. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Come on. You need amen. 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 Yay. Making that commitment to the Lord today. Give me Jesus. If you made that, if you raise your hand, I'm going to ask that you stand to your feet and come to the front right now because we're going to pray over you today. I know some of you, you've been walking with Jesus, or you're saying, I'm going in. Come on. You raise your hand. I saw y'all. Come on. Don't be afraid. Come on. Give me some altar workers down here right now. Give me some altar workers. Come stand with me today. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes.
Give me Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus.
I want everybody just to repeat this prayer after me today. Dear Heavenly Father, come on, everybody. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I repent of my sins. Forgive me today. Wash me and cleanse me that I may walk in a more excellent way. Your way of doing things, your way of being right. Give me Jesus today. I give you my life. I surrender all to Jesus. Jesus, be my Lord. Save me today. Put me on that rock. Name. Amen and amen. Why don't you just turn around and pray with the people behind you? Somebody come and pray with Beth right here. Priscilla, okay. Carol, pray with her. Pray with the people behind you right now. Why don't we stand today? Whatever you sow, whatever you plant, is what you're going to reap. Be very conscious of that. Be very conscious of what you're sowing. Because I believe God wants you to reap a harvest. So, Father, I pray for this congregation today. I pray that, Lord, that you'd stir our spirits, that we would sow seed, that we would water that seed, God. Lord, and that we would water the seed that you've put into our lives, Father. And that that seed in our own lives would grow, Father God. But Lord, that we can pour out into many people in the days ahead. That, Lord, that this altar would be filled with people making a commitment to you. So, Father, we thank you today. I pray you cover every person as they go their way. Bring them back safely for Wednesday night. Father, we glorify you and we exalt you. We thank you for this day. We praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you guys. Oh, wait, we got communion. Sit down. I almost forgot. Yeah, thank you, Robert. Well, why don't you servers come forward right now? You're born again. You're ready to take it. Amen. You got Jesus. You're ready. So, come and get the elements, and then we'll take it all together in a few minutes. Give me Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise that bread up today. It says, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Take and eat today. Praise you, Jesus. Right here. Lord, I thank you for the power of the blood, for your body which was bruised and broken for us, that we could have life. Lord, and I pray life over every person. I pray the healing power of God. Push back the powers of darkness right now. That healing would flow in this place as we remember what you've done for us. Lift that cup up in the same manner. He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this, drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.